The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, July 7th, 2013. For those listening to me live, it is your time now, whenever you might be listening, if you're listening to the recording. In either case, welcome. I'm very happy to have you here to me, here with me today for this 99th program of Exposing the Masters Within. And I am in the midst of the celebration of that. So last week, for those of you who listen to the program, I laid out the celebration I'm going to be doing. I have the first winner here today. Just moments ago, I had Doug pick a number and chose the first winner. So I will go into all the details about that as we move forward here today. But first, let's go ahead and connect. So as we begin, as always, the first connection to make is into our own divinity, our own mastery, our own power, our own soul, oversoul, higher self, whatever term might work best for you. This is about getting connected to the highest within ourselves. And that's always the goal here. So we're going to start there. So just set that intention for yourself to open into your mastery, to open into your power. And for some, the best way to do that is through the heart center. For some, it's through the solar plexus. For others, and for you, it might be some other way, but choose what's best for you and set that intention to open up and allow your power to come into your experience more fully right now. And just allow your breathing to deepen as you do that. And allow that energy to expand up into you as a physical being, and you as an emotional being, and you as a mental being. And to expand and fill your entire aura, your entire energy field, and even to flow into all of your connections in this world, all of your relationships, to aid you in empowering those relationships to a higher level of interaction, a higher level of co-creation. All right. So we will step into the energy, step into the knowing that that connection is going to remain at least this open throughout the time that we share here today. And we will move on to the next set of connections. And that is connecting to our physical home, our Mother Earth here. And so once more, we're opening up into connection with her. And this can be through the chakras of the feet. It can be through the root chakra, it can be through the cells of your skin, or it can be in whatever other way might work best for you. But we're opening to receive, to experience, to connect with her love and support for us. It's perhaps something that should go without saying or could go without saying, but without her as a physical anchor point, we could not have a physical body or a physical existence. And so this is the core of our being able to have the experiences we're having now. That she loves us enough and supports us enough to be here for us. It's kind of a stereotype in, certain types of drama when someone will say, I'm there for you. But Mother Earth is always there for us. Always. In another show, we talked about gravity being actually her love for us. If she stopped loving us and supporting us, we would just float away and pretty quickly not exist anymore as we got outside the atmosphere. But she is here, and she does hold that love and carry it and honor us with it. And so we can honor her by accepting it more fully, by connecting to it more fully, by allowing it to flow more freely. And that's what we're choosing to do here. So again, in whatever way works best for you, allow yourself to open to receive her love and support, to fill you physically, to fill you emotionally, to fill you mentally, to flow into and fill your aura, your entire energy field, and to flow on out into all of your relationships, helping to ground them, helping each of your relationships to come from a place that is more loving and feels more supported and therefore can be more loving and more supportive. And just allow your breathing to deepen with that. Marvelous. And just as a little extra here, allow your gratitude to flow back to her. And some of you will feel this directly and consciously, and others won't. But know that as you allow your gratitude for this lifetime, for being able to have a physical body and an existence in this life, as you allow that gratitude to flow back to her, you actually open more space within you to receive her love and support and to receive the experiences that are available only in this physical dimension. And so just let your gratitude flow to her for anything you might be grateful for about having this life. And as you do so, you expand into a heightened experience of this life. Wonderful. And we go next then to open up to our friends in the other dimensions who are not in physical body at this time. And I'm speaking, of course, about our guides, our angels, the spiritual masters and teachers who are here with us, supporting us as we walk the path in this lifetime, aiding us in coming into higher wisdom, higher awareness, higher degrees of empowerment. And once more, you open up in the way that works best for you. For some, it's the heart. For some, it's the third eye or the crown. For others, it may be in an entirely different way. But open up to receive their love and support. And allow that to fill you on the physical dimension, the emotional dimension, and the mental dimension. To flow into and fill your entire aura and your entire energy field, and indeed to go out into all of your relationships, helping to bring them to the highest level possible, to reach a more enlightened relationship. And allow your breathing to anchor this. And once more, connect with gratitude. Connect with gratitude and offer that to them. And once more, you may feel it, you may not, but I guarantee that as you connect with gratitude to them and allow that gratitude to flow to them, you open yourself to receive more of their love and support and to have that anchored more fully in your experiences. And the next step on this journey of connection is to connect to each other more consciously and more directly. And so what we're going to do is connect to that mass consciousness of exposing the masters within, that energy that is shared by all who listen either regularly or intermittently, who listen and connect here and share with us that intention of exposing and empowering and expressing our mastery, our divinity more fully. And as we connect into that mass consciousness, what we're connecting with is all the energy that each of us individually carries that supports stepping into that mastery and empowerment. First exposing it, discovering it, then experiencing it more fully, and then the final step and the automatic step as we embody it, as we experience it, is that we express it more fully. And so as we connect with this shared energy, as we allow it to come into us, and some of you may connect with this through your ears, since we hear this, you may connect to it through your heart or your mind, whatever pathway works best for you. But again, as you open to it and allow it to fill you physically and emotionally and mentally, to come into your aura and entire energy field, and to flow into all of your relationships, you open and allow yourself to expand along this pathway of exposure and experience and expression. And once more, allow yourself to offer your gratitude back to this community. It is easier to walk forward in community than it is alone. And so as you offer that gratitude back, to whatever degree you connect with it, it allows you to open and receive more of that support. Wonderful. And allow your breathing to continue to deepen as we move into the next set of connections, which is with all those who are walking a path as a conscious light worker in body right now. And the mass consciousness there is a mass consciousness that is similar to the one of our community. It is about walking into empowerment, moving forward into self-mastery. But it's much larger, much larger. It's connected or comprised of energies of the millions of light workers on the planet. Hopefully, many of whom you may know. And even further, many of whom you will still come to meet as you walk your path. But they're all out there embodying this energy and creating this mass consciousness together. And so allow yourself to open into this mass consciousness again in whatever pathways, through whatever pathways work best for you. And allow yourself to receive it on the physical and the emotional and the mental levels. Allow yourself to connect with it and fill your aura and your energy field, and allow it to come in and support all of your relationships. Marvelous. You guys are taking a lot in, otherwise I wouldn't be yawning so much. All right. And finally, we get to the step to connect with the mass consciousness that is in all of humanity. That is that mass consciousness of the spark that believes, that knows it is possible for things to get better, and that desires and moves toward that betterment. However small the steps, the energy of this mass consciousness is awesome. It is huge. And it is underlying everything that we can look at out in the world that has happened through humanity that has been an improvement, whether it is an expansion of love or a creation of technology. Everything that has been a movement forward has come out of this energy, which I perceive as that spark. And it may just be a spark in some people, but that spark of divinity that was not completely shut off when we agreed to step into the experience of separation in these realms. And so as we connect to this mass consciousness, we come back around full circle, because this is the doorway in some ways that has always been open to our connection to our divinity. And so it is bringing it back to that place and connecting with the divinity of everyone on the planet. And in that divinity, connecting with that movement, that energy forward into empowerment. And so allow yourself to let this energy fill you physically and emotionally and mentally. Allow it to flow into and fill your aura, your entire energy field, and even flow into all of your relationships. As we recognize and honor and connect with the divinity within us, we more fully connect with the divinity in others and aid them in their empowerment as well. And so knowing that all of these connections, all of these openings, all of these expansions will remain throughout the time that we are gathered here, connected through this sharing, we step forward. And so I thank you once more, and I'm glad I brought the gratitude back into the beginning here again today, because that's the hallmark of where I'm at. Gratitude at being able to share in this way. Gratitude that you've joined me in this walking forward on this path. And the gratitude that has me choosing to give away work in Thanksgiving to you in these next three programs. And so before I go any farther, I want to say that the first drawing here was, well, before I connected with Doug and got ready to do the show, I tuned in and asked for the guidance. And so the first giveaway this week has been for the 16 of the 26 gateway activations. And I had Doug, just before we started, actually while the energy of the show was beginning, while you were hearing the pre-recorded part that starts each one of these programs, had Doug tune in and give me a number, and the number he gave me was 43, and that goes with the name Deborah Emerson. And so, Deborah, you're the winner of the gateway activations, and so I will be contacting you by email to set that up with you. And since you are someone who definitely has not done those, since we've not been in contact since after I put the hiatus on them in December, you're definitely someone who will be able to use all of them. So congratulations and thank you for joining me on this path and for entering so that you could receive. All right, so onward into today's topic. And for those of you, well, I'll bring up the rest of the competition drawing. It's not a competition. The winners will be divinely chosen. But the drawing, I'll speak more to that as we get closer to the end of the program and the other two offerings over the next 2 weeks. But last week, I spoke quite a bit about divine timing and that being something that we often go into as, I don't know, a lulling almost, but actually is kind of a spiritual victimhood where we're waiting for things to happen. And divine timing is only going to happen when some forces outside of ourselves come into alignment and allow it to happen. And perhaps I didn't speak it quite as clearly as I'm going to now, but kind of the point, the essence of last week's program, was that divine timing is actually every moment. We tend to think only of divine timing as that moment at the end when something manifests, whether it's synchronicity coming to pass so it seems more divine, or whether it's manifestation coming in that we've been working on for a while. And so we tend to think of that final receiving or experience as the mark of divine timing. But the exploration was a lot about how divine timing is actually in every moment. And even that product endpoint changes as we go about making choices. In other words, divine timing is not something that is imposed on us by divine outside of us. It's not, divine timing is not fate. It's not even destiny. It's something that we are actively co-creating with and through, and that we have the power to affect it, to change it. And as we go about our process of healing or empowerment, we are literally changing divine timing. When this came to my consciousness, it was through a session where someone asked, well, can I change divine timing? And I certainly never thought of that before. So I have to thank the great wisdom of that friend for asking that question. But what came out was a whole new teaching that, again, I shared a lot of last week. And it talked about the idea of the process of divine timing rather than divine timing as being some product at the end, which led us toward manifestation. And in that channeling, they were talking about the infinite never, which was last week's phrase. For those of you who entered, you know that. For those of you who didn't listen last week, well, I'll talk about more about that later. But the phrase infinite never was what they offered as a description of anything we're trying to manifest that we haven't manifested yet. In other words, it's still in process. It's still out there in potentiality. And if we don't take further steps to move toward it, it will always remain just beyond our reach in the infinite never. And that has, I don't know, just some poetry or resonance to me, because it speaks to this idea that divine timing is the process of creation into manifestation. Now, I need to perhaps explain that a little bit, because many people use the term creation, and sometimes I do loosely, as meaning the process of manifestation. But creation, as I understand it, at a higher level, is that first step of conception. No, in a physical sense, conception, sperm meets egg, new life is beginning. But in other things, in the manifestation of experiences, conception, in some ways, first is concept. It's an idea, which then, if we take it and nurture it, becomes a vision. If we expand it and play with it, becomes empowered. If we allow ourselves to bring our emotion into it, our passion into it, becomes empowered and energized. And it is that process that brings about manifestation. Manifestation is both an end point where divine timing comes to pass, if you will, that product aspect. We manifest the experience. We have the experience. That's the manifestation. But then out of that experience, out of every experience, new seeds are planted, whether they're conscious concepts or not. They're planted and they start sending out energies that will bring about new experiences that will eventually bear fruit in divine timing as we move forward, hopefully more and more consciously, in bringing creation into manifestation. And so I'd like to share a little bit. I know that I've heard this from many of you. When I share my personal experiences, that's when there is the greatest connection for you, perhaps, the easiest way to understand and take the concepts into experience. So I'm going to share a little bit about this past week for me and what I've gone through in my process of divine timing to perhaps clarify some of what I spoke about last week and this synopsis that I gave here today. Because I certainly had some interesting concepts last week, or intentions, about what this week was going to be. First of all, I really had the intention to step into getting a lot more information on the website about the radio program, which I've been doing this. This is the 99th program. I've been doing it for over 2 years now. And yet, on my own personal website, I don't have a single mention of it, which seems kind of odd to me on certain levels. Why haven't I done that? Why haven't I put it out further? And on other levels where I know consciously, perhaps it's not so much uncertainty on those first levels, but it's the self-judgment. My own self-judgment of what I should have been doing all along. And on other levels where I'm working consciously in my own healing process, my own empowerment process, my own process of mastery, I know damn well where that comes from, why I haven't done that. And so that was an intention. I was going to get not only information about the radio program, but the actual recording of the last one up on the website so I could put an email out and share this with my entire list and say, all right, here's your opportunity. If you listen to this and get this phrase to me before next Saturday, then you can be entered in this drawing. I thought, well, that's a great carrot to put out there and get more people to listen, get my work out wider, get these offerings out to share with more people. And yet, it didn't happen. Well, I was away last weekend. For those of you who listened, you know that that was pre-recorded, last week's program. I was away. I got back late on Monday. So Monday was a lost day for doing any of that. Got up Tuesday. That was a day, like many days when I come back from a trip, where I'm quite happy if I get completely unpacked and catch up on rest and sleep. So Tuesday, I didn't do anything toward that. Wednesday was the day I had set aside. This is my vision. This is my concept. And what happens? Well, I'm just finished with my breakfast, getting ready to start my day, and in comes one of my cats with a chipmunk in its mouth. And that's always exciting because I typically never see the chipmunk after they've killed it. It's in the process. The cat's bringing it to me to say, look what I did. And yet also to continue in the path of play that those of you who know cats well know that when they catch something, they will let it go so they can catch it again. And so I managed to get the cat out of the room and close the door. So it was me and the chipmunk. And, you know, I can't say in the almost 3 years that I've lived where I currently live, there haven't been a lot of animals, chipmunks, mice, and voles that they have caught. But there have been a number, heading up over a dozen now probably. And I've managed to save about half of them. But it's never really taken all that long, at the most a couple hours, to sequester the animal in a way that I can get it out of the house. But this chipmunk was, well, I don't know, brilliant, faster than a speeding chipmunk. This was super chipmunk. It was almost as if I could see the cape and the letters SC on its chest, because no matter what I did, it evaded me. I built barriers. It got around them. It got over them. Leapt at my face several times, which was quite fun, watching the startle response go, whoa, as I backed off from something that, you know, weighs less than 5 pounds, I'm sure, and would fit in the palm of my hand if I could catch it that way. And just kept getting away, going from under the entertainment center to under the couch, from under the couch to under the entertainment center, or over here or over there. And I just couldn't quite get it cornered. So after spending a couple of hours steady at this, I went away to gather my thoughts. But I gave the chipmunk some peanuts, and it decided it was going to hunker down. It gathered the peanuts as they do. Actually, cashews. It wasn't peanuts. Gathered them as if it was going to make a nest back there. If you've ever seen chipmunks filling their cheeks pouches, it's quite a sight, which I enjoy greatly watching on the front porch, but not so much in the house. And came back and tried a whole other set of techniques to try and catch the chipmunk. And again, none of them worked. Gradually cleared more and more things out of the room and brought more and more things in to build barriers, but none of that seemed to work. And so I came and went and came and went, catching chipmunk, chasing chipmunk, not catching chipmunk, throughout the day until late into the night, when basically all I had left in me was enough energy to shine the flashlight on it occasionally, look at it, and go, I'm just trying to help. I'm just wanting to get you out of here. Calling on the devas, calling on all the energies I knew of to help me with this. And then going to bed, knowing that the next day, the 4th of July, Independence Day would mean independence for the chipmunk. But my initial intention for that day was shot completely. I did not do anything on the website. So I got up the next morning and gathered some new tools, some new techniques, some new possibilities. There were actually some old ones I'd used to catch previous animals, and I managed to catch it and get it out of the house after I had gone down and sealed a few more holes in the basement that might have been how it got into the house. I still don't know. But hopefully preventing future chipmunk incursions in that way. And I managed to get it out of the house early in the morning, maybe by 10 o'clock, I guess not that early. So my 24 hours of chipmunk chasing were at an end, and I had completely demolished the living room by that time and thought, well, before I put it back together or reorganize it in a new way, might as well vacuum. So I vacuumed and then got it back in order, and I thought, all right, let's carry that into the office. So I did that, cleaned up the office more. Since I've done most of the putting away of all those papers and the reorganizing, it was much easier than it would have been in the past. And that was pretty much my energy for function or purpose on that day. And so another day went by without me managing to get this material up on the website or move my divine timing closer to the manifestation point. So that was the 4th of July. Hope you had a marvelous one if you're in the U.S. Hope you had a marvelous one if you're not in the U.S. anyway, but since it's our celebration of independence, I thought, you know, I ought to put that out there. And so we come to Friday. Well, in 3 weeks, I will be heading down to Florida to take a class that I believe will help me get over the hump. In another way, in terms of putting my work out there in the world. And this is a class that is based around writing, and the other details of it really don't matter to the story I'm trying to get across here, but Friday was 3 weeks from when I leave. And so if I wanted to do, well, I'm going to do the trip. I paid for it. I've manifested quite a bit of money to go ahead and do this. And if I'm going to do this in a wise way, I will get my airline ticket on Friday so that I can get it before they raise the prices, which seems to happen 3 weeks in advance for most airlines. And my intention was to do this on frequent flyer miles, but even that, if you do it 3 weeks in advance, you don't have to pay these extra fees that come up immediately on the next day. So I spent a bunch of time that day figuring out how I was going to do the travel and exploring other possibilities, getting clear about my guidance that I will go to an event the following weekend as well. And so that came into play here as I was looking at getting the tickets. Obviously, if I'm going to go the following weekend, it would be much better to fly directly there than it is to come back here and then fly 2 days later. But all of that aside, that's what I spent a lot of time doing Friday. More time than I had intended, certainly. Getting clear that, yes, it was right to go to the other workshop, other event. And also sorting through all the various options for flight. So again, really did not do anything toward getting this up on the website. I was certainly hoping that was my vision, my intention, my desire to get it up by Friday so people would have Saturday and perhaps the beginning of Sunday. I even thought, well, I'll change the deadline for entry for the program. I'll make that on Sunday sometime so people have a little more time to listen if I can get this email out. And so that didn't happen on Friday. And I think on Friday the first inklings were coming up of energy that I needed to move. Why? Well, Here again, we have a concordance of my intentions, of my vision, which is that it's time for me to get my work out there much more widespread. From the people who have received it, that's been told to me for years that that needed to happen. And partly stepping into this radio program was about enhancing that, and yet I haven't put it up on the website yet. So how much am I really stepping into that? And I've been working with energies. Some of these I've talked about periodically, working with energies of overcoming some of the patterns, of shifting, healing some of the patterns, of transforming some of the patterns from my early childhood, from being molested, that were about feeling if I stuck my neck out, if people paid attention to me, I was going to get hurt in the process. I was going to be abused. And so I've been working with those. Well, this concordance of my 100th program and putting out these drawings in thanks for the people who've supported me and listened and gained from these, with buying this ticket to go down to take that class, and indeed having that class get that much closer. It was a lot further away back in February or January when I committed to it than it is now. Now it's on my doorstep. It's less than a month away. Oh my God. Am I really going to put myself out there in that way? And so I spent Saturday moving the energy, moving the issues, moving the triggering that was brought up by these two pathways coming together that are about me putting myself out there more directly, more fully. It's been safe for me through the years, through the 19 years now of offering healing work in one form or another. It's always been through direct word of mouth that I put my work out there. You know, the website, on the BBS website, definitely brought me some new listeners. But putting it out on my own website, and even going through the process of getting my website to the point where it's searchable by the search engines so that someone can easily find me. I've had multiple people looking for me that I used to work with who lost track of me along the way, or who changed emails and I lost track of them, who've tried to find my website and can't very easily do that just by some sort of a search. And it all boils down to this issue. And here it is again, coming up in this weekend. As I'm looking, that vision that I have, that conception, that creation, which is putting my work out there, making it really available for everyone that it would serve, rather than just for the people that have come one by one by one as they've gotten referred to my work somehow. Or maybe as they've discovered me through the BBS radio program, through the BBS radio site. And I keep moving those energies. Now, if I were to look at this as just about the old version of divine timing, well, it'll happen when it's going to happen, I would be a victim of that pattern. Because it would be out of my hands. Rather than, I can choose to work with this consciously to move this forward. Which is, for instance, a piece of what I've done in signing up for that class at the end of the month. A piece of what I've done even in giving these drawings, doing these drawings and giving this work away. I set that up knowing that that was going to be something that would trigger me most likely. Because, to put it out there, I would need to do more than I've been doing in the past. And so this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the manifestation process. When we have that creation, that first conception, that first vision of something that we desire, that we move toward, we put out energies. And what comes up is the energies of what have prevented us from having that thing already. So we have the opportunity to move those energies. Now, we know that we've moved at least certain layers of those energies when we get that manifestation. And yet it's this process of having the vision, energizing the vision, having the blocks come up so that we can move them out. That is what changes. That is what changes divine timing and moves forward out of the infinite never, whatever it is we are seeking to create. Whatever it is we are seeking to bring into manifestation. So it's these steps that we take, even when we are in the worst of our crap. Yesterday, I rescheduled the two appointments I had scheduled because I needed to do my own work, and I don't choose to do channeling or offer healing work when I'm in my own crap. But that, to me, is an essential part of this process. And our natural tendency or our program tendency is to kick ourselves, to go into judgment when we get triggered. To go into judgment because we think that we've done something wrong and that's why this stuff is coming up. We think that we should have moved through this before. If knowing one of these tools or knowing one of these truths about spirituality, about empowerment, if that were enough, I would have ascended a long time ago, as would huge numbers of the people I've worked with or who've listened to the radio program. But divine timing is the process of discovery. Each moment is divine. Not only everything is divine and everyone is divine, but every experience is divine. And this process, to me, in another way of looking at it, is about that discovery experientially, that every moment is divine. As much as yesterday was unpleasant to be experiencing the self-judgment, the self-doubt, the self, didn't really go to hatred, but the self-frustration, the kicking my own ass for not having done it sooner, done it better, done it quicker, done it more. As much as that was not something I would wish on anyone to have to go through, I'm glad I went through it, and I was actually glad in it, and I'm grateful that I can be in that place a lot of the time when my stuff is up, that I can step into the gratitude. Because as at the beginning, when we step into gratitude at the beginning of the program and send that to the earth or to our guides and angels or to this community, as we step into that, what are we doing? We're accepting what is, which means we're stepping into the energy of that changing. We're no longer resisting it. So stepping into gratitude about even the negative things we're experiencing, quite frankly, is one of the fastest ways to help them move. I know it's not easy. I don't always find it easy to be grateful for the crap I'm going through. But it's part of why gratitude is suggested as a tool for manifestation by so many manifestation teachers. Because as we step into accepting this divine timing right now, whatever it is, even though it's not what we were envisioning, it's not what we were desiring, it's not that end point we're desiring to get to, without this moment, we won't get to that end point. Because this moment is perfect as it is, and it is a step. Each moment is a step on the pathway to get where we're desiring to go. And so it is a huge aspect of honoring divine timing to step more and more into living in gratitude for whatever we're experiencing. And it is And how marvelous that this comes up just 3 days after Independence Day. Gratitude opens the door of freedom. Gratitude for what is stepping into the freedom of knowing that this too shall pass if it's negative, and that there's always room for more if what we're currently experiencing is positive. Gratitude is opening up to the freedom for this moment to move into the next, to transform. And what is the process of creation? What is the process of moving from creation, that creative vision, into manifestation as experience? What is the process of healing, of having something negative come up, and then moving through it to get beyond it? Each of these is the process of transformation, which requires us to let go. If we would change anything in our lives, we must let go of it being the way it is, which tends to bring up fear. Because in our experience of separation, in our experience of unworthiness, the fear is always there that if I let go of this, it could get worse. But the flip side of that is that unless I let go of this, it can't get better. And so it's important to open that door to let go, to open into the divine timing that what is right here, right now is perfect, so that we can move beyond this perfection into perfection that is more our conscious creation, our conscious visioning into manifestation. So that we can take our power to choose into the moment, no matter what the moment is. We always have the choice of, am I going to hold on to this, or am I going to let this move? And bringing divine timing into a more empowered perspective is always, I believe, going to help with this opportunity. Because another way to look at divine timing is that divine timing is another term for time to choose. Because choice is our divine birthright. And on that note, I'm going to step sideways and talk briefly. Well, first, what I'm going to do is say that the winner of this first drawing of the Gateway Activations, if I didn't already say this, maybe I already did, is Deborah Emerson. So thank you again, Deborah, for that, for joining the calling in. And the next two drawings, the next 2 weeks, I will be drawing again, each of the next 2 weeks. In one of those, I will be drawing for the Quickening and Deepening series, which is currently underway. We have now done 6 of these so far. There's 6 more to go, so it's going to be 12 of the group sessions, the Quickenings, and 12 the 12 private sessions that go with them. The value of this is somewhere, depending on how you were to pay for it, somewhere between $1,032 and $1,300, almost $1,400. And the other week I will be drawing for 1 year of the Mystery School, which I'm going to describe this way. It's one channeling a month for a year. So 12 channelings total, depending on who is paying and how much they're paying within the scale that I offer, and even some people going over that scale of the private sessions. That's valued somewhere over $1,300 all the way up to $4,800. So these are significant. If you want to enter, this next week for the next drawing, which again, I'm not sure which one of those it's going to be for. Again, send me an email, and that is to contactlight@aol.com. It is listed on the BBS website, but contactlight@aol.com. In the subject line, put exposing-100- Let's see, what's the phrase for today? I think we'll do divine choice as the phrase. So you want to put exposing-100, the number 100, the numerals 100-divine choice, and that gets you entered for the drawing next week. All right. So, it's time now for a little bit of channeling. Bring in whatever they would like to add to the mix here today. So, just allow, as always, your breathing to deepen while I do the toning. And away we go. Hello and welcome, dear ones. We are the angels of free will, come to be with you today. And we are here first to just make you aware of our existence so that you will call upon us as you are seeking to step into your conscious, empowered, divine choice more fully. You can call upon us not just when you are struggling to feel like you can make a choice, but when you are uncertain of the choice to make, whatever that choice may be, whatever kind of choice you may be making. You can call upon us to aid you in grounding and anchoring into your power so that you are making your choice as much from your free will as possible and as little from any patterns of obligation, any patterns of should, any patterns, leftover patterns of servitude or slavery that you might have. Felt stuck with from another life. And so how? How do you call upon us? Well, it starts with just by remembering our existence. We are not formal. You do not have to use a certain phrase, or we will not hear you, or we will not listen. We answer to many things and many calls. All that matters is that your intention be to activate more empowerment in your free will. But if you want to call upon us, you can say, hey, angels of free will, need some help over here. Thank you. As was mentioned here and before, other times in this teaching program or the program's teachings, thank you. Gratitude is a tremendous tool for opening the doors. If you are grateful to us, we are there. It is that simple. It is that simple. The most important thing for you to do beyond that, and this goes not just for when you're calling on us, but when you are seeking to make any decision, when you are seeking to engage your free will in a more empowered or divine place, the most important thing for you to do is to stop fretting. Now, we say that, and what comes to mind? Well, perhaps what comes to mind is you want me to suppress my fretting? No. We want you to release it, to let it go. So thank it for coming. Thank you for coming. Here's your hat. See you later, or hopefully not. Thank it for coming, and it will leave. Or give yourself, use one of the tools that you use to move that negative emotion when it is up. Allow yourself to let it go. You are not stuck with the indecision. And you cannot fail in making a choice. Because there is no such thing as a wrong choice. But you say, wait a minute, there are choices I've made in the past that certainly have not worked out the way I desired. Well, they were not wrong choices, dear ones. They were choices with consequences that you did not foresee. It does not make them wrong. And quite frankly, you cannot know that if the choice that you did not make when you made this choice, that you did not like the repercussions of, that the choice that was the option might not have been much worse. But in any case, you made the choice. And making a choice consciously, no matter what the repercussions, the more consciously you are in your power making the choice, the more the unfoldment is moving you into even greater power, even if there is some unpleasantness or negativity along the way. And so we offer you that awareness. We offer you our support. Call upon us, dear ones. Call upon us, and we will help you to ground, and we will help you to move what is in the way so that you can know what the choice is that serves you, and that so you can step into the power and the courage to make that choice. Much love to each and every one of you. Namaste, dear ones. All right. So, thank you once more, my friends, for co-creating with me this program here today. Thank you, Doug, and thank you for starting those chimes up as we close things out here. I cannot do this program without you. I always love to hear from you, even if I can't always get back to you, best of intentions aside. So let me know what you like, what you don't like, anything you would like to offer to me about what I offer here. I would be happy to hear. I look forward to being with you again whenever you make that choice. Much love, my friends. I'll be back same time, same place next week. Join me, and maybe you'll be the one who walks home with winnings. Namaste, my friends. Namaste.